Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. JJ Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Dr. David Kuntz of Washington County Hospital and Clinics about June as Men's Health Month. June is Men's Health Month, so Dr. Kuntz, let's start with important general health concerns for most men and how that differs maybe with their age.
Your primary things that are going to be important for most men is not actually going to differ much with age. Our biggest concerns are still the usual things such as not smoking and, you know, maintaining a healthy weight and exercising regularly and those sorts of things.
And for preventative care and tips that you would suggest for guys that they can handle on their own doesn't necessarily prompt a visit to the office.
That's going to be very similar. Men will do themselves great favor just in maintaining a healthy weight and keeping from smoking. A lot of the men I've talked to, you know, it is difficult to kind of maintain a healthy diet and that sort of thing just with the way work life is and that sort of thing. Making some of those adjustments to diet and, you know, opportunities for regular exercise where possible are just going to, I think, bear the greatest dividends.
For different things that men should address with their physician, be it at a physical or some other appointment.
So that does differ more with age. We typically will start cholesterol and diabetes screening, you know, around age 35, but earlier, depending on, you know, family history and that kind of thing. Certainly around age, you know, 45 to 50, you know, start talking about colon cancer screening, many different options for that. At some point, talking about prostate cancer screening, that one sounds pretty nuanced and not as straightforward as some of the other cancer screens. And then, of course, immunizations, particularly things like the flu shot and COVID vaccine and shingles vaccine and those kinds of things are all definitely worth discussing with their physician.
What are some, I guess, general conversations that you would have during somebody's annual checkup, different questions that maybe someone should come prepared with to ask?
Probably the one I have the most is just kind of diet and weight loss and those sorts of things and how to eat and what to eat and how to plan diet, you know, around hectic work schedules and that sort of thing. Things I tend to ask them about and just kind of probe, like, you know, where do these things kind of fall out and how do they, what adjustments can they, do they think they could make? Other things, talking about their sexual health, emotional, spiritual health as well, are just kind of important things that, you know, they should discuss with their physicians that I think sometimes men don't think about or know that, you know, there are a lot of ways that we can help them.
How often should men be having a checkup with their physician in person?
Depending on age, every 1 to 2 years. If you're kind of younger and healthier, you know, every 2 years or so. But getting past that age 35 or so, age 40, getting to once a year, checking in particular the blood pressure and weight and those kinds of things. I come across a lot of just general vaccine hesitancy and just advocate for you know, immunizations and their effectiveness and help with prevention. And there's a lot of concerns about in various ways the flu shot or now the COVID vaccine and that sort of thing. But they are effective and they are able to help prevent a lot of just negative impact from the diseases that they prevent beyond just, like, you know, not dying from those diseases. You know, there are a lot of kind of side effects from them. So I just advocate for that in particular. So
that was Dr. David Kuntz of Washington County Hospital and Clinics joining us on the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about June as Men's Health Month. JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.